While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
send a lot of love to College Park. Pretty much everyone in the DMV. Almost everyone. Expanding to fill the whole world. My baby likes to look at houses that we'll never afford. She likes to dream of all the chickens and the dogs barking at her door. If I was half the man that I thought I could be, I'd have more. But if I had more, would we still dance on the kitchen floor? Well, I know life is sacred, but it can feel a little grim. But if I got you and you got me, there's no reason we can't win. So go ahead and throw your banquet, invite all thick and thin. Send everyone home with a nice to-go plate, a kiss, and a see you again. Cause destiny's like an hourglass, it does nothing on its side. Upside down, see what shifts with time, shifts with time. My baby likes to look at houses that we'll never afford. She's busy feeding all the chickens and the dogs barking at her door. Now that I'm half the man that I thought I could be, I got more. There's still time, slow dance on the kitchen floor. Well, I know life is sacred, but it can feel a little grim. But if I got you and you got me, there's no reason we can't win. So go ahead and throw your banquet. With a nice to go plate, a kiss, and to see you again. Cause destiny's like an hourglass, it does nothing on its side. You gotta pick it up and turn it upside down. See what shifts with time, shifts with time. Thanks for listening. You're here with Ari and Christian from Ari and the Buffalo Kings. We came down from Baltimore. Hello. We're in a two-piece outfit today out of a seven band, so that's 2/7. Someone else can do the math in terms of the percentages. But we're really excited to be here. Thank you to Third Rail Radio for having us. We're going to be playing some music for you for the next little while. So settle in, dig in. That song was called Chickens at the Door. And you know what, Christian? I wrote that song. And you know what else? We're recording it now for our third album. Did you hear that right? Yes, there are three albums coming. A third album coming, which means there are two albums out. That means that you can find it anywhere, trust me. Even in your dreams, if you try hard enough. what would you do? With such powers of vision, yeah, who could you be? With the gift of sight, yeah, what would you do?
So we're Ari and the Buffalo Kings. Thanks so much for listening. Those are two new songs. First one called Limitless Space, and the second one called Sweet Green Home. And we wrote that second one for a documentary our friend Peyton Schreiber Pan is doing for nature-based therapy and healing. And his family actually runs a therapy practice, and they worked with Ukrainian refugees, or actually Ukrainian therapists working with Ukrainians, to help with what happens when you have a war. So, anyways, hope you enjoy that while I tune my guitar. This next song we're going to play will be on our new album. It's called Can We Just Linger? And if you like what you hear, please check us out. We're wherever you can find us. Again, even in your dreams, if you try hard enough, we'll be there. So if you want to come see us live with the whole band, we'll be there. at the 8x10 in Baltimore in May, if that's your thing. So, lots of chances to come see us. I'm going to play a song called Can We Just Linger? I hope you guys like it. Just linger for a little more time. Can we read poetry and laugh at the rhymes? Can we be contented in a world full of discontent? Can pain be prevented? Pain's heaven sent. If you know, please tell us. If you know, on a full of discontent. thanks for listening. We're Ari and the Buffalo Kings. If anyone likes ASMR water bottle drinking, this is your time. You can get more of that on my OnlyFans. Exclusively water bottle drinking something out. Second album, you can listen to it whenever you want. Indeed. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Everybody on the train is listening to the tracks. Rails run by the riverside and the babies on the backs of their mothers going cuckoo caca, singing till the cows come home if I go away for a few weeks. I come back home.
Hey!
I spend lives in love.
knocks him back as much as he's able, saying cheers with his new friends he once called enemies. Love Alone. We're already in the Buffalo Kings. At least two of us are out of the seven. Please keep in touch with us. We're everywhere you can find us. Again, even in your dreams. A lot of our music is inspired by mindfulness practice and insight meditation practice. And if you're interested in practicing with me, you can find out about us at our website, and you can find out about us about our classes. We do a lot of free classes, donation-based. Would be great to connect with you. I think that's our set, and we'll go to the interview now. We'll put our clothes back on, and we'll go to the interview. Thanks to our friends who've been listening in the room. Thanks to all who've been listening at home. We'll see you in the booth.
And like the game. All right, we are back in the studio with Ari and the Buffalo Kings. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Of course, of course. Can you guys go around and introduce yourselves? Kind of tell us how you got together as a group.
Let's all go around here.
Yeah, we'll go around. We are 2 out of 7 here, so we're actually quite a big band. But today it's just me and Christian. So I'm Ari Plusnik.
I'm Christian Lumsden.
And yeah, we've been playing since 2019 in Baltimore and have kind of gone through a lot of different outfits, a lot of great musicians coming and going. Christian's been with us for about a year, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Lose track of time playing with you guys.
Yeah, when you're in the music, you go into a different dimension. And you have to crawl your way back.
Ari said, you said we've been through a lot of outfits, but interestingly, Ari has worn the same outfit for every performance since 2019.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Even nice. The same socks.
That's true. Yep. I never take them off.
Just for those performances.
Mm-hmm. Right. What would you say your creative process is like? How do you figure out what you write? Do you start
writing? Oh, yeah. Great, great question. Well, my songwriting really is in concert with my meditation practice and my mindfulness practice. So oftentimes, really what it ends up looking like is I'm just playing guitar. I'm just fooling around. And then I find something that kind of touches me in some way or speaks to me in some way, and then usually something's going on in my life or there's some kind of theme that bubbles up from that, and then I kind of go from there. And then a lot of my songwriting is a lot less cool and just happens when I'm in the car and I'm just driving and something comes in my head and then I'm writing songs in the car. Lately, it's been a little more focused on, what do I want to put out in the world? What kind of messages do I want to say? What kind of experiences do I want to report on in a way? And sometimes it's just classic emotional metabolism. Like I'm working through something and writing the song about it kind of helps. Mm-hmm. What about you, Christian?
My creative process?
Yeah.
With respect to this band or in just in general?
I guess in general. And this band.
Okay. I mean, most of the stuff that I've ever written, have I written many songs? No, but most of the stuff that I have written has been emotional metabolism for sure. You know, like heartbreak, sad times seem to just bring out, get all the stuff flowing, which is a bummer because you just got to live there if you want to write stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not close enough to this mic. But for compositional stuff in the band and in general, I focus a lot on, I started playing bass, I don't know, like maybe 4 years ago. I'm a guitar player by trade and training. And playing bass has really helped me write songs based on a bass line and think of different harmony based on like bass movement. And a lot of what I've done, a lot of what I try to contribute to this band is taking songs that might be written by like in this element, songwriters that come to like good lyrics and stuff with like three or four chords in a song or something like that, and then we really flesh it out by kind of reharmonizing stuff and
mm-hmm.
moving the bass around. I find a lot of joy in that, like little puzzle.
Hmm.
Who would you say are your main musical inspirations?
I'm a big Paul Simon fan, so I've listened to Amen. A lot of Paul Simon.
Amen.
A lot of Graceland, Rhythm of the Saints. Later stuff I love. I probably, in high school, I listened to him so much. Kind of your classics from there, like the Beatles, of course, and I really like, I never would have admitted it, but my mom played country music in the song 93.1 WPOC constantly, and that really impacted me a lot, even though growing up I was like, no, I like rock music. I don't like country, you know. So kind of that songwriting element. Lately, been really into Jake Cersei's and, you know, I like some of the stuff Noah Kahan's doing. I like the Avett Brothers a ton. So every now and then I get, like, new influences. And then I have a whole realm of my musical influences that are not English-speaking performers. So, like, Silvio Rodriguez from Cuba is a huge, huge influence on me. And then Jorge Drexler from Uruguay. And just, like, some amazing Spanish-language performers. And then some Brazilian ones, too. And there's another band that I really like called... I'm not going to get it right, but... there's a lot that comes together, and what you'll listen in our discography is that there's a lot of international influence there. And I spent 2 years in Mozambique in the Peace Corps, and that was a big musical influence on me as well. I played with the local band while I was there, and our song Wounds and Alien Spirits from our first album is really inspired by a lot of what I, you know, all the folks that I was living with. So yeah, what about you, Christian?
Well, my musical influences are not going to be, are not pertinent to this band, really. I mean,
what about on bass?
On bass? What are my influences? It's a good question. Because I just kind of picked up the bass. Like, I never, one of the things that I'm lacking as in a bass player is sitting down and really learning from the greats. Which is something I have done on guitar, but I have not sat down and listened to a bunch of bassists and copied what they're doing and kind of winging it. So yeah, I can't really tell you my favorite bass players, to be quite frank.
Yeah. Well, you're one of my favorite bass players.
Oh, that's so sweet, alright.
It is. When you find yourself in a songwriting rut and like you have like writer's block or something, how do you seek yourself out of that?
Drugs.
Yeah. You're not allowed to say that on air, Christian.
No, I'm completely sober, actually. But.
Yeah. I just don't write. If I'm in a rut, I just don't write. I do something else for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back to it. I'll have songs that don't get written for a long time. I'll have songs that maybe I have one right now that I've been kind of chewing on, and it's, I got everything except for the last word, and I can't figure it out. And so I just kind of leave it alone for a while. And what I find is if I am kind of getting into, you know, if I kind of find myself getting into the creative flow and, like, I'm just kind of with it, then sometimes I can bring that song up, and there's enough looseness around my sense of my critic and my sense of even my sense of self, maybe, and I can then, you know, the creative thing comes in, and then suddenly the block's not there, right? Mm-hmm. But my biggest advice for anyone that really wants to do something and it's just not happening is to take a break and do other things, because even if you're a songwriter, you're a musician, and you're really focused on making something beautiful, you know, the only way you make beautiful music is by living your life truly and authentically and then bringing that into the music. So if you're in a block, just take a walk, you know? Come to my meditation class. How about that?
What's up next for you guys? Do you have any big projects you're working on?
Yeah, so we are working on our new album. We've been in the studio, so we're hoping that that'll release in 2027. We got a video with that. We have a couple shows coming up next week. We'll be at Manor Mill, Coachella. Up in Moncton. Coachella. Yeah, we'll be at Coachella. We won't be at Coachella unless someone wants us to be. And we'll be at the 8x10 before it closes in May. And we're playing with Rachel May and Luke Boardman, a bunch of our friends up in Baltimore. It's going to be a really, really fun show. And yeah, past that, we're getting it all together for the new album. And, you know, my mindfulness teaching's ongoing. If anyone's interested who's listening, they can just go to our website and you'll see all the offerings, but I teach pretty much 3 times a week now, and it's totally free and it's donation based, and there are some other options too, so there's just a lot of ways to get connected with us.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much. That was Ari and the Bubble Queens again. We will see you in a couple weeks for another episode of Third World. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.
Bye.